Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. It is raining in California. News that the rain in California is the eighth atmospheric river to strike California. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and we begin in Orange County and go north. Jeff, right now, it's been raining for several hours. There is a phenomenon afoot in Orange County, the Orange Falls. What is it, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Well, this falls actually Dana Point, California, and which is a beachside community. And they're very, it's always dry. In all the years I've been here, which is, you know, 4 or 5 decades, I've never seen water coming from there other than a trickle, even during the heaviest rainstorms. But we've endured so much rain over this period that the ground is oversaturated. And now it looks like a miniature, I'm exaggerating, but it feels like a miniature Niagara Falls. At least it is for Orange County. This area is being flooded out now. This is something we're seeing across Southern California. As I point out, the ground is just so oversaturated. It's a sponge that has taken all the water it can hold. And now that other water is laying on top and spreading out. So you're getting widespread ponding. It's fairly shallow right now, but in some of the lower elevations, it's really starting to build up. And of course, if you get into other parts of California where they've been getting rain much worse than we have, it's really quite bad.
Checking on Orange County, is there a storm surge at the beach?
There is a large swell that's come in and is remarkable. Some of the photos I was looking at earlier today from beaches that rarely get big swells, it looked like something out of a big Hawaiian swell. These were huge waves. And not only were they big, but they were building up offshore, coming in what they call wave trains. And so you have these swells coming in, the wave trains, over a mile outside of, you know, where they normally break on the beach. So out at the oil rigs off of Huntington Beach and Seal Beach, you have waves hitting there, which is unheard of. And I've never seen anything like it in all these years. Just massive waves coming in. And they've done some damage on some of the beaches. Most of the damage has been on Central Coast beaches and beaches up in Northern California. But we're not done with this yet.
We move from Orange County and Los Angeles north to the Central Valley, Fresno, and an area that has been dry for several years. In fact, a drought has damaged its ability to produce the breadbasket of the solar system. How is it in Fresno, Jeff?
What we're looking at in the Fresno area and throughout the San Joaquin Valley there is major flooding. And so you've got Merced's, which is a major city there in the central area, near not far from Fresno. Bear Creek is starting to overflow. San Joaquin River is cresting. And so you're looking at widespread, big-time flooding in the Central Valley. And you pointed out it being the breadbasket. So much of that part of the state contributes a massive amount of agricultural output that is utilized by the rest of the country. So, you know, if you're going to look at produce prices in the coming months or maybe even year, I'm predicting they're going to go way up because there's going to be a lot of damage by the time we get these rain trains through here.
The Central Valley, we move north. Last time I checked, it was Sacramento to San Francisco, the Bay Area, to Santa Barbara hit very badly, especially Capitola, right? The beachside community, and Montecito.
Yes.
Are they being pounded by the same storm? How big is it?
It is quite big. So, you know, about 26 million people, which is feels like most of the state, is under some sort of storm advisory. In some cases, a severe advisory. Some are having an evacuation warning, and others have been just wholesale evacuated from the communities. We do have some communities in the Central Valley that are completely underwater. There's one town that's 4,000 people that has just disappeared underwater. And so on these places along the coast, you have a combination of the heavy rainfall. You have mudslides that are happening anyway, but they're exacerbated in many cases because of the burn areas there from previous wildfires. You have rock slides, big rock slides that have been dislodged that are blocking highways and major roadways. And then you have the high surf hitting there. And you mentioned Capitola. That's a beautiful little town up in Northern California, just south of San Francisco on the coast there. And it is being reshaped as we speak. It has been devastated over the past week or so. And every time a new storm and a new swell comes in, it is just wrecked even more. It's hard to believe that they're going to be able to come back anytime soon.
We go north to this, where the rain turns into snow. Now, I saw a video several days ago of the Donner Pass, and a very brave meteorologist or someone with a windshield camera was driving through heavy snowfall, but it looked beautiful. And there were swiss like chalets behind the banks of snow where you'd seen, it must have had some big front loaders to empty out the driveways. They didn't look overwhelmed. Now it's snowing again. What are the conditions?
It's once again, it's that bad or worse throughout the Sierras. I was also looking at some footage from Donner Pass today. They were cams that were on police cars as well as snow plows. And it was just hard to believe that even the snow plows could get through there because the drifts are so high and the snow piles up so quickly that it makes the roads practically impassable by even these big, heavy-duty utility vehicles. There were a few people that were getting through. I'm told that those tend to be people of necessity, you know, first responders and people who run utilities and such like that in those mountain areas. They have to get them in there so that systems don't collapse. But other than that, you're not seeing the tourists really get in, which is really tough for those people up at the ski resorts. This is what they've been praying for a couple of years for the drought. And now it's hard for them to open these resort facilities. And it's hard for people to get up there, even if it was open.
Lake Tahoe, Hank the Tank, always concerned. The bears, I know they're asleep. What are the conditions? Are people reaching Tahoe?
There are just a few people reaching Tahoe, but, you know, you have snow hitting there. Actually, from the Sierra Nevadas up to the Cascades in Oregon, they're getting, you know, 3 to 6 feet of snow a day. I mean, just on top of many feet of snow. You go down some of these highway corridors, and the drifts or the piles that have been pushed aside are 20 feet or more high. So it just gives you an idea how much snow is piled up already.
And overall, Jeff, this is the 8th atmospheric river strike in California. Are people getting used to it? Are they exhausted? Are you having power problems? Are there problems being created that we didn't see in the first 7 storms?
All of the above on the negative sense. So we have, you know, the governor was speaking today in Montecito, and he said, you know, we need to remain aware and be careful. We can't let the fatigue continue to hit us, and we need to stay on our toes. People are getting tired. They're worrying now because they've kind of stretched their limits, not just in terms of, you know, their own selves, their own resources, but they just don't know how much some hillsides can hold up or how much some of these areas that haven't been flooded out will stay, you know, safe. So there's that concern. But yeah, people are concerned that, you know, we'll see what happens after the 9th storm. And there are already people talking, although not officially, they're afraid that there are more storms out in the Pacific that aren't far off. And if we get another set of rain trains that come in over the next week or so, then we'll be in serious trouble.
And there is supposed to be a 9th. Have they talked about it? This is the 8th right now.
Oh, yes. We're probably going to be seeing another one hit us pretty hard within the next 24, maybe 36 hours, I'm told. I was really surprised at how hard this one was today, certainly down here in Orange County. We've had it only harder one other day, but they were getting it. It was very tough for a lot of communities up in Central and Northern California throughout the night and the day.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.